Mark, it's Tim Carter. Thanks a ton for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hi, hello. Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I had emailed you earlier this week about insulating a finished basement.
Okay.
And the proper way to do it.
Yeah. I kind of remember. I get about 100 emails a day. I kind of now remember that email, I think.
Yeah, just a different variety of opinions from, you know, the handyman person to the, you know, finished expert. So
yeah, there's all... What are you going to... tell me first. I mean, the way to answer the question is, the reason I wanted to talk to you was, tell me what the wall system's going to be down in this basement.
It's going to be 2x4s.
Okay.
We're going to put 2x4s, and I planned on floating it about an inch to inch and a half away from the wall.
Yeah, I don't think you need to go an inch and a half unless the walls are that far out of plumb.
Okay.
I would typically try to keep a minimum space of about a half inch.
Okay.
So... usually what the biggest question for most people is what about a vapor retarder? See,
right.
they all want to know what to do there. And I have always gone without one. And the reason why is because you've got this space between the back of the 2x4 wall
mm-hmm.
and the concrete. The trouble is the concrete is always going to get cold. And,
right.
if we have a winter like we had back in the late 70s, it's going to get very cold. And now you've got this moist air inside the house and even in your basement that's going to condense potentially on those walls and actually, you know, turn into liquid water. So in my opinion, the worst thing, and you can't stop that air from getting there because of the way you frame the top of the walls, and that air can drop back behind the walls, you know, from the top down.
Right.
See, that's the issue. Okay, so... So I don't like putting a vapor retarder on that system. I mean, you can go ahead and put one on the front end, you know, like on the face of the studs, like you would upstairs.
Right.
But the trouble is, I actually want if there's water that's back behind that wall, I want it to be able to come through the wall into the drier room air, because you know you're trying to keep that the air inside the finished room drier.
Right.
So you're going to have a lower vapor pressure on the finished side of the wall. So that's why I don't like to have a vapor retarder, because I'm trying to pull that moisture actually into the room.
Okay.
All right. So that's the biggest question. Now, insulating it, in that case, see, I would use unfaced batts.
Okay.
You know how you can buy insulation where it's
yep.
just the fiberglass only?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd put in there.
Okay.
And just your... now, your building department guy, they may argue one way or the other, but the science behind it, I mean, I don't know that they're going to be able to agree with me on the science, but if you're going to pull a permit on this, you're going to have to do it whatever they say.
Right.
But I'm just telling you, I have never put a vapor retarder in, and I actually have my basement finished off the same way, and I inspect it regularly for mold and water and all that stuff, and I don't have a thing. No issues at all.
Okay, and I had actually talked to two builders, and they did say they stopped using the vapor barrier.
I think what happens is you end up trapping it back there.
Gotcha.
And it's got no, the only way it can then get out is through the top of the wall, which is a tough thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But my way, it can basically work its way through the insulation and work its way through the drywall, just like it does normally.
Okay. Any suggestions on whether or not to insulate the main trunks on the HVAC system or no?
Well, I wouldn't do that, and here's why. Here's what a lot of people don't know about at least the way most of the heating systems are designed in the greater Cincinnati area. Number one, the typical basement was unfinished, and if you were to insulate that ductwork, let's say, and it could be done, you could actually insulate every square inch of the ductwork, even the branch lines, but what you would find is that the basement would probably end up being 15 degrees cooler than it is now. By leaving the ductwork uninsulated in most houses around town, you get some radiant heating that comes off that ductwork that kind of tempers the air in the basement.
Okay.
So, now here's what's happening too. Think about this. You are now trying to create a space, a finished space down in this basement that let's just assume is going to be very close to the air temperature of the room above. You know,
gotcha.
Like in other words, let's just say it's going to be 70 in the basement and it's going to be 70 upstairs or
mm-hmm.
73. I don't care. I don't care what the temperature is. Well, now it doesn't make any difference that the insulation, that the duct is insulated, because it's the two spaces are the same temperature.
Gotcha.
You know, you're just wasting insulation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so insulation just slows down the transfer of heat, you know. So, I mean, if you were going to have the ductwork up in a very, very cold attic, yeah, you better make sense to insulate it, but not when the temperature on both sides of the duct's going to be about the same.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I do appreciate it.
Okay. Well, no worries. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder, Mark.
Thanks.
All right. Have a great day. All righty.